This is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Trust Freeform Radio. gets better every time. So that was the Scarlet Fire from Cornell. I could honestly just stop right there and say that's it. But there's more. There's more, and it's just as good. At least one of them are. So unfortunately, this is probably going to be the last time you hear my voice for the rest of this show, as the next block is 30 minutes, again, of unbroken music. Outside of the Scarlet Fire, I would say this is the big accomplishment of the show, right? Because the bulk of the second set is just them going song after song after song, no break, and it sounds great. So it's going to be a little St. Stephen's sandwich with Not Fade Away in the middle, and then they're going to close out with Morning Dew, and I'm going to hand things over to Dan and the Silica Gel Slop Hour after that. So we're going to do a quick little PSA and then get into the music, and if you're still with me, hope you're enjoying it. It's a great show. And I'm floored by the Scarlet Fire every time I hear it. And I really hope they don't play one tonight, because it is not going to be nearly as good. Dead & Company is at Cornell this evening. And I'm going to cautiously watch the live stream, hopefully. Unless I honestly might. I might just watch the Heat game. I don't really know. I kind of hate that they're going back, to be honest with you. It seems like a major cash grab. And the fact that Billy is no longer with Dead & Company is making me incredibly nervous, because I heard their Jazz Fest performance and it was slow and lacked rhythm. So, hoping they figure out some stuff before the summer. But yeah, PSA and then big block of music. And I'm going to be taking a break next week. I'm going to be back home with my family, going to my brother's graduation. But I will be back the week after that. Same time, same place. WMFO. Here's the PSA, and then we're going to get straight into the music.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622.
Thank you. what another man feels. Thank you.
God's got to call it home.
Thought I heard, oh, young man, moan. Walk me out in the morning to my honey. Walk me out in the morning to today. Yes, I walk you out in the morning dew, my honey. I guess it doesn't matter anyway. I guess it doesn't. I guess it doesn't matter.